is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to 360 Prosperity Show Live. I'm so excited to be here with you. Today's topic is freedom to access your potential. And this is a topic that it's something like a work in progress. Like every day we step into the next best version of ourselves. Every day we clear things to step into more of who we are, access more about who we are, whether it's our gifts, it's our intuition, our skills, our bandwidth, our capacity. So today we're going to play with that. We're going to play with uncovering what is in the way of you accessing more of yourself to show up as a contributor, as an influencer, to be of service to the world, to be your best self, to create more for yourself, to design and live your life. So let's get started. Go ahead and take a deep breath. And as you inhale and exhale slowly, just relax into your body. Whatever concerns, whatever challenges are going on, just allow them to step aside. Leave them at the door. As you come into the group energy, surrender them to Source, God, Universe. Set your intention that you're going to receive answers, solutions, next steps. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. When we allow ourselves to relax and to be in present, to be in the moment, when we allow ourselves to receive, when we allow ourselves to trust that the answer is going to be there, it miraculously appears. So we want to allow that to be so. We want to allow the miracles to happen, the information to flow, the solutions, the next steps to be revealed. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Our intention for today is to see beyond the illusion, the story, the limitations, to see whatever the barrier is, the mind lie, the non-truth that has created playing small, being invisible, dimming your light, suppressing your light, whatever is holding you back. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. What's already coming through is fear. So fear is one, these obstacles. Feeling not enough, feeling unworthy, feeling undeserving. Fear of failure, fear of success. Fear of being able to handle it all or manage it all. The fear of being seen, fear of being ridiculed, fear of being embarrassed, fear of not being accepted. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and just allow yourself to expand. Allow your awareness to expand beyond your body, beyond the room you're in, beyond the building, beyond the city, the state, province, country, beyond your hemisphere, beyond the planet, allowing yourself to expand and access your higher awareness so that you can see, observe for yourself the stories that play out, the barriers, the walls that are set up, the expectations that create ceilings. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And really allow your heart to open. Breath. Some of you are holding your heart compressed or tight, almost like you're holding your breath. And some of you, it feels like you're not really allowing yourself to breathe, and it feels like it's connected to your power. So the fear of not being powerful enough, the fear of not having the power or the know-how to follow through or create the life that you desire, the fear of failing is coming up again. So then you delete and uncreate, delete and uncreate, delete and uncreate. And what we're doing is we're unraveling. We're peeling the layers. We're getting to the core, the root, getting to the true you, the authentic you. We're getting to creation, which is you, divine essence. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And as you expand, as you allow, as you surrender into the moment, you're trusting yourself and trusting the process. You're gifting yourself the ability to clear, uncreate, delete, and cancel out whatever is no longer serving you. So you may begin or have the experience of seeing yourself from above as if you were looking into your story, as if you were looking from above, looking at yourself. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So let's look at all these limitations that came up earlier. Fear. The fear has many faces. Fear of failure, fear of success, being enough, not being good enough, fear of having too much, fear of being unsafe or not being safe if you're too big or too successful, if you're, if you step out into the world and you're too visible. So we want to delete and then create all those layers. Now the other layers that are coming up are trauma. So this is connected to your life. So each one of us, those that are here, those that are listening to the replay, we all have something that we experience of shock and trauma. Some of it may be intense, some of it may not appear to be as intense, but whatever it is, we create a story about it. We internalize that experience, and that process of internalizing that experience and creating a story about it, the limitation creates the walls, creates the need to feel safe, creates the need to protect ourselves, creates the need to stay small, creates the need to not be seen, not be visible. And those are the things that we want to be okay with. We want to be okay with what our life was, has been, and what it is now. We want to embrace it all. So that doesn't mean that we're forgetting about it and that we're justifying anything. What that means is that we're being compassionate. It means that we're seeing our life and our journey with kindness. It means that we're forgiving ourselves and forgiving whoever else was involved in the process. We're bringing in freedom. Because from freedom, we can choose. We can choose to be our full potential. We can choose to be happy. We can choose abundance. We can choose joy. Freedom is like that neutral state, that platform you leap off of. It's a quantum leap. Go ahead and take another deep breath. I can see some of your inner child or children coming up. So if you're experiencing the presence of your inner child or the thought of your inner child, or if you're feeling that there's a little part of you that wants healing, needs healing, is asking for healing, go ahead and tune into that part of you. You may be very present to that event, that shock and trauma that happened. So go ahead and just expand your awareness of that from an observer perspective. So we're not judging, we're not criticizing, we're just gathering information. And the information that we're gathering is, what was my experience of that? What did I decide about it? And how did that decision affect the rest of my life? Because sometimes we make decisions like, I'll never do that again. I will never trust anybody again. I will never allow that to happen again. I'm never going to be seen anymore, or I'm never going to be in my power. So whatever decision we made, that's what we want to transmute and then create. We want to reset. We want to go back and choose freedom, being in our power, being our full expression, shining our light, expressing ourselves fully. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. We also want to release the judgment of others. So that's part of the illusion. We learn children when we come into the world. We learn how to please. We learn to receive love. We learn that we give and we receive. And sometimes when we don't receive love, we give more. And if that doesn't work, then we try to do things different. So sometimes we change who we are to try to please, trying to get attention, try to become whoever that person who is the object of our affection, whether it's our parents or somebody else, in order to receive love from them. And then we begin to lose ourselves. We begin to change our true nature. We begin to dim and shut down parts of ourselves. So we want to go back to those times. We want to delete and then create the need for that. We want to delete and then create the need to get love from outside. So we want to access love from within. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And if you can identify a time, an event, connected to your parents or an authority figure, where you felt you changed who you were, patience to fit into their world, to be accepted, to be seen, to matter to them. Go ahead and take a deep breath and bring in that higher wisdom into the little body of you are enough. You are more than enough. You're perfect just the way you are. Part of you relieves the need for love from outside, the need for acceptance, the need to fit in. Help that little part of you release that attachment. So we want to bring the magic back in, that sense of wonder. We want to connect that little part of you to your I Am presence, to Source, to Universe, to your higher self, to the angelic realm. Go ahead and take a deep breath. So you can invite your angels to come in and help with the healing of this little part of you, to bring in you are enough, you're worthy and deserving of having, receiving love. And receive love from Source, Universe, your angels. Give love to yourself. And I can see that for some of you, it was about getting it wrong or not being accepted the way you were, and creating an idea that you're not good enough, creating an idea that no matter what you do, it's always wrong. So might as well not take action. So you live in living small, playing small, being cautious or overcautious. Go ahead and take a deep breath and let's clear, delete, transform whatever created that. So again, the illusion, the story, the limitations, patience of others. And go ahead and take another deep breath. And go ahead and feel into your physical body. And as you feel into your physical body, you're feeling into where are you holding this? For some of you, it feels like it's in the throat, the back of your heart space. Others in the power center. Others in the front of the heart space. And it feels that some of you are running from your lower chakras, so being in your body. So when we fully embody, when we own our body, when we're in our authority, we own our space, we embody our confidence, we step out into the world with ease and grace, we take up space, and we don't have an issue taking up space. So when you're not in your lower chakras, it's a little bit difficult for you to do that, to thrive, to create, to manifest, to own your space, to be seen as you are. So go ahead and check into your body and just feel where you are. And sometimes we run away. It's a way of running away from reality, from responsibility, from the overwhelm, from the burden of the 3D. Especially if we perceive it as hard and difficult, or if there's pain attached to it. That's why this process is important, because all of this hard, difficult, painful is what the story that we created about it. The story that we decided this is painful, this is hard, this is sad, this is all of this. And we do that, you know, as human beings, we do that. But we are moving into empowerment. And empowerment is, I can choose the way I want to feel about this. And what I choose either helps me create more of what I truly desire. It moves me more in alignment with the life that I desire. It moves me more in alignment with my mission and my purpose. Takes me further away. So that's what we want to look at. The decisions that we made, the story that we created about it. Is it supporting us? Is it helping us? Is it getting us closer or moving us away further? Because sometimes these stories create more victimization because they become victim stories. And our journey is about empowerment. It's about owning our power, creating our new reality, becoming the master of our destiny, accessing our true potential, serving at the highest level, contributing at the highest level, living our life by design. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Just look at these stories that you created. Do they move you closer or further away? Are they in alignment with your path, your mission, your purpose? Or are they away? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Clear, delete, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform. And one more deep breath. And this is the place where you get to be honest with yourself. To be honest with, is this helping me own my power, access my power? Or is this disempowering? Does this put me in a position where I feel powerless? Go ahead and take a deep breath. Now, if you're feeling that these are decisions or the decisions that you made make you feel powerless or disempowered, then this is the opportunity. That's your opportunity. Moving forward, right? To create a different reality, a different story. To choose, decide something different. So go ahead and take one more deep breath. And before you can choose something different, we want to heal that part that is attached to the story, that is attached to this sadness, attached to this victimization, attached to this pain. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And identify the little part of you. Often it's in the ages from 0 to 10. So find the little part of you I see some 8-year-olds, some 9-year-olds, some 10-year-olds. Go ahead. See the event, the experience. What happened that created the story, this pattern, this self-sabotage, created living small, playing small, hiding, being invisible, created the fear, or allowing yourself to be run by fear. Let's begin by deleting and creating that, bringing in healing, bringing in compassion, bringing in forgiveness, bringing in acceptance, bringing in self-love, restoring I am enough, restoring I am significant, restoring I am good enough, restoring I matter, restoring I'm meant to be here, I am essential to the world, restoring I belong, everything I need is within me, I'm creation, I am divine creation. Go ahead and take a deep breath and go ahead and integrate. Restore that sense of wonder. Restore joy and fun and play. Restore the magic to the little part. Restore your connection with you. Bring in love and acceptance. With your arms wide open, welcome that part of you back into your heart, into your field. Give that little part what she needs, what he needs. Go ahead and take another deep breath. What does she need to know? What does he need to know now? That you love them. That you accept them. They matter. That they're good enough. They belong with you. They have the right permission and ability to have fun, to enjoy themselves, to be creative, to be expressive, to have a voice, to be curious. Go ahead and restore that right permission ability to be themselves. Allow them to discover their true nature. Release any self-sabotage. Release any domination, suppression, control. Delete the expectation projections of others. Delete the barriers, the walls. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Stay with your intention. What do you intend for their experience, your experience to be? To feel at peace with yourself. To feel at peace and able to choose freedom. To feel in acceptance of who you are, your totality, and choose freedom. To access peace within yourself, joy, acceptance, harmony. To be the master, the authority, sovereign. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. We're going to delete and uncreate binds, shackles, energetic and spiritual. Delete and uncreate spiritual interferences, disturbances, imbalances, entity projections. Delete and uncreate occupants, walk-ins in your field that are no longer serving you. We're also going to delete and uncreate contracts, oath agreements, vow, commitment, pacts. Your intention is freedom, sovereignty, to be your authority, to own your authority, to access your truth, your authentic self, your true potential. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Delete and uncreate, delete and uncreate, cancel, cancel, cancel all that is and all that was no longer serving you. all that was blocking you, interfering, limiting you from knowing yourself, accessing your truth, being in alignment with who you are, your mission, your purpose. Delete, cancel, cancel, delete, 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 uncreate. We're going to take one more deep breath. Nayate kishtimo wayate kumo. Neme wayate tushtimi yata. Nye katitine kishut tushtima shugitine kitiana yata dana. Ishana watoto kutiana yata tete 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 working at the cellular level, working at the energetic level, the spiritual level, also in the astral plane and across timelines. Hold the intention of freedom, hold the intention of accessing your full potential, hold the intention of being in your authority, hold the intention of being 100% you, pure source energy. Namayot doko yena ayete teshtikia no yete tako uyete ko nama wayeteta. Ne yete teshtia no yoto toshtukaya. Tishtano, 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 ya uot ena makutia na yata. Tiana uot inena tetestutia na waya tiana wo. O yet ete kashtuko ye makushtini kiana kan nyoto shu. Uwato, uwato, ene, yata, ko, yata, testine, yata, tata. Owa, tushtuno, tushtuno, yata, testi, tiana, raga, testi, gana, wo, yata, testi, tushua, wa, yata, tata, ko. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Lots of interferences, spiritual interferences, clearing from your space, your bodies, clearing from your physical body. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and tune back into your physical body. Where earlier you felt the tightness or restriction where you were holding the energy of suppression. Okay, go ahead and take one more deep breath. And go ahead and locate any other area in your body. Domination, control, projection of others, suppression of others, deception of others. And this may also appear as psychic attacks. It may also appear like sharp pain or like stabbing, like being punctured, pull, like your energy is being pulled or something is being pulled. So we want to delete and uncreate all of that. Clear, delete, cancel, cancel, delete. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Restoring sovereignty, restoring to I am. Choosing freedom and joy. Embodying freedom and joy, accessing your divine power. Very good. And just find yourself feeling very aligned. So this work is ease and grace, right? As you choose it, so it becomes. This is your body or your multidimensional bodies that choose freedom. So that becomes your truth. So everything not in alignment, we delete and uncreate, cancel, cancel, cancel. All contracts or agreements, documents, and pacts, rescind, revoke, cancel, uncreate. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Lots of clearing from the center of the head. So we're clearing spirals of programs, deleting old programs, limiting beliefs, programs, societal programs, mass consciousness. So we're deleting and creating, deleting and creating, deleting and creating. So this is really good and actually really important because if you accept the norm that society gives you, then you stay in average and you stay suppressed. When you delete and uncreate and unplug from that, then you have a new canvas for you to choose more, to choose a new perspective, a new viewpoint that is more empowering. And maybe, you know, you can choose an abundant viewpoint. You can choose an infinite power viewpoint. You can choose joy and happiness viewpoint, meaning that's the place that you now live from. So go ahead and choose now your viewpoint. Ease and grace, success moving forward. Infinite possibility. I am joy. I am gratitude. I am love. Choose freedom. When we talk about full potential, is another way of saying having it all, right? Having balance, having success, being healthy, having healthy, loving relationships, connections, serving at the highest level, contributing at the highest level, feeling fulfilled, accessing your bandwidth or more bandwidth, more capacity, changing the world, being an agent of change. And, you know, that role is different for all of us, but choosing to be your great and every day stepping into it, your full potential. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So lots of energy flowing from the top of your head. Silver flowing, coming in. So energy coming in from the top, through your top of the head and then up through your feet. So your connection to Earth, your connection to the universe. Nayatu koshti mi wayata. Nimi koshtu ku yenaki I ashtu yata tatu a. Namatiyanu ku tiyanu koshti kya. Okay, so the part that we also want to address is that fear. Fear, many times is learned. From our parents, from our authority figures. Those around us that said, don't do that. Don't do that, you'll get hurt. Don't do that because you'll fall. Don't do that because they'll laugh at you or they won't like it. So all these things that were told to us that created limitations, that created holding back, that created being afraid of taking action or being in action or being seen or being our full expression or being our full potential or being comfortable in our body. So we're going to delete and then create, 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 delete and then create. And the way fear is appearing is like a big wall that is blocking what's on the other side. So it's the fear of what's on the other side, which is also the fear of the unknown. If I do this, what if this happens? So when we go into what if this happens, then we're actually fueling that fear because there's really nothing there yet. But the minute we think what if, and then we attach that what if with fear and doubt and insecurity, that's what we're creating. That's what we're projecting into the future. So we want to be careful. So fear, it's really an illusion, right? It's not really there. It's something that we learned. Yes, there is the primal fear that sometimes their tradition kicks in and says, you know, drive down the other street or don't go there or stay home today, right? So we want to trust our intuition. But the fear that prevents us from progressing, from having, from receiving, from shining our light, that is not healthy because it keeps us stuck. It keeps us from being the best version of ourselves. So that is an unhealthy relationship with fear. So we want to delete and then create that unhealthy relationship, that toxicity. We want to delete and then create the power we give fear. We want to delete and then create how we fuel it. We want to be very conscious of what we're thinking when we say what if. Because what if I take this action and I become really successful? Or what if I take this opportunity and that opens up many doors to contributing to the world? What if I trust this person and this person introduces me to many other people that open up doors and opportunity? So we want to be conscious of what we're thinking, what we're putting out there, what we're attaching to what if. And we want to delete and uncreate that and then choose a different perspective. We want to diffuse the fear. And if we're thinking about what happened in the past, then we're living in the past. We're creating the future based on the past. And the past is the past is done. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And if you're having trouble moving forward because of the past, then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive those involved. Let it go. Healing, bringing self-love, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, so that you can move forward. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And bring in compassion, because sometimes that's what we need. We need compassion. We need loving kindness. especially if we judged ourselves for it. Why did I do that? Why did I even allow that to happen? We're being harsh, and we're probably not being that kind. We're probably using other words. So we want to bring in compassion and kindness to ourselves so that we can allow ourselves to be free of the past and move forward. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So some of you may be experiencing lots of light in your throat and in your heart space. And that's what we want, is that feeling of connection, that feeling of being aware, connecting to our higher consciousness, our higher wisdom, to access the truth. The truth is infinite potential. The truth is infinite possibility. The truth is that you're creating your reality. The truth is that everything is really available to you. The truth is that you're infinite abundant. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So as you move forward, you want to create your own self-care or your own process, the process of reflection, the process of loving kindness and compassion, the process of self-acceptance, the process of taking action to move forward, and the process of creating a more powerful future. What if this is an amazing opportunity? What if I do this, I can see so many other opportunities or doors opening or so many other amazing, wonderful things happening? So we want to live in that higher vibrational space. Okay, one more deep breath. And that formula is the formula to access more of your potential. So your potential is infinite, but we've separated ourselves so much from our truth that we're using 1 or 2% of that potential. So the more in alignment, the more you come back, the more you live in alignment with who you are and accept your greatness, your magnificence, your brilliance, you can access more, 10%, 20%, 60%, even 90% of your potential. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And go ahead and take one more deep breath. You can check into the little parts that you were working with and see if they need anything else. They need love, loving kindness, self-love, unconditional love. They need acceptance, patience. They need understanding. If they want to feel good enough, give them that. If they want to know that they're good enough, give them that. And go ahead and bring all those little parts and integrate them back into the whole. Let them know that they belong with you, that you love them, that they matter to you, that you will protect them, they will be safe with you. Good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Today we went a little bit longer, but it's perfect. It's always perfect. So go ahead and begin to come back into your body. As you begin to come back into your body, bring in the alignment of I am true potential, I am my greatest potential, I have access to all my potential, I am, I choose, it is my choice, I have the freedom to choose, it is up to me to live a life of freedom and joy, to fully express myself. I have the right permission and ability to fully express myself. I am, I am, I am. And so it is. It is done, it is done, it is done. So be it. Namaste. Good night. ahead and take one more deep breath and come back into your body. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So we probably have time for a couple calls. I'm ready when you are, Nicole.
Okay. Vivian in Florida is also ready. Let's go there. Vivian in Florida, you're live with Maria.
Hi, Maria, hello. Thank you. I'm enjoying your voice and words very much.
Thank you. How can I help you?
You know, I've been feeling increasingly dispirited over years now, maybe more than a decade. And it seems like, you know, every time I get back up and dust myself off and get knocked down again, it just seems that there's some cumulative effect now to where I feel defeated and don't even really want to try anymore. So I'd like to know if I can get help with that or what that is or what you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I see that, and I see that as spiritual interferences. It almost feels like it comes in through the right side, knocks you down, and it feels like you can barely get up, like get the energy to get up, and then it happens again. Like right when you feel like you're on the upside, that feels like it happens again. Okay, so let's go ahead and clear those spiritual interferences. Go ahead and take a deep breath. So lots of demon energy, dark angel, fallen angel energy. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And it feels like right side of the head, right side of the body, all the way through to about the groin area, and a little bit down the thigh area, and then toward the back, lower back area. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Let's go ahead and clearly transform that. So I see Archangel Michael around you, helping with this process. Ahead and take one more deep breath. And then creating all of that, the attachment, the enmeshment, yeah, the cycle, the pattern of this. And at thirsty, also releasing the program. So it also feels like you, it's some like you kind of expect it now to happen. So it's kind of a learned behavior, and now it feels like, oh, it's going to happen, and then it happens again. So we're going to delete and then create that program. So it's this kind of really deep, reddish, darkish energy leaving the right backside. Yeah, so now it's going across the back. So releasing old trauma, releasing energetic trauma, spiritual trauma. Also past life trauma connected to this. So this is restoring your freedom, restoring your authority, restoring your sovereignty, your ability to move forward at ease, your ability to choose more in your life. So it feels like it also affected some of your organs because there's a lot of exhaustion, fatigue, tiredness.
Yeah.
Ahead and take one more deep breath. Releasing, deleting, and creating. Doing all of that. Rescinding, revoking the contracts with agreements, buckets, and packs. Yeah, lots of great energy now. We're also releasing occupants and walk-ins from your field. So it looks like a big sandstorm leaving your body. I sense a little bit of fear coming up for you. It's like kind of wondering, like, what's going on here? So just go ahead and connect to the light, connect to what you truly desire to be free, asking for the highest good for yourself, and really, like, you know, connecting to that intention. of being free, okay, having the courage to move forward, having the energy to move forward and staying on track. Also, I can feel an attachment. You know, sometimes we become attached to what feels like what, you know, if it's recurrent, it becomes kind of normal. And even though it's uncomfortable, we know, right? We know what it is. So we develop an attachment to it. So this is, again, the pattern, the cycle, the expectation of it. We're going to delete that attachment, release that enmeshment, release that entanglement. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. How do you feel?
I definitely feel a shift at the last sounds you were making, like with I was feeling relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Okay, go ahead and take one more deep breath. I can see some, feel like cords and attachments and entanglements. So we're going to delete and uncreate that. So we're going to delete. It's like feeling comfortable with the pain, feeling comfortable with uncomfortable, like with the things that make us uncomfortable. So it's a different time, a different type of energy of moving forward, right? That sometimes the unknown is uncomfortable or change is uncomfortable. This is different. This is like I feel this uncomfortable pain or this uneasiness or this energy, but you know I've had it so long that I kind of accepted it. So that's what we're clearing. Like contentment, settling.
It feels like it's blocking my authentic self, my intuition, mm-hmm, my ability to have will over my own life and be autonomous.
Yes.
So what you said about sovereignty was really touched me, yes.
Yeah,
deeply.
Definitely. We're clearing all of that. Lots of energy around the back of your throat and then right, like just above the center of your head, like blocking your connection. So we're clearing the lane, transmitting all of that, clearing the lane, transmitting all of that, clearing the lane, transmitting all of that. So lots of clearing. I can still see some things that feel like they're really anchored in. So we're going to delete those anchors, delete those programs that are anchoring that energy, the vibration that is anchoring that. Clear, delete, transmit, transform, clear, transmit, transform, clear, transmit, transform. Yeah, so they're coming up like, you know, like a, kind of it's like a big spider and the legs one at a time is lifting. So releasing the grip and a clear delete transform. Yeah, and then I see the light of Archangel Michael there very strongly around you. So helping you clear, helping you embody the courage, your connection, opening up your connection, helping you find that your will, connect to your will, your divine will. To choose sovereignty, to choose freedom. I can sense your body's still a little bit exhausted, so we're going to run some energy to rejuvenate your mitochondria, your adrenals, your thyroid, your pancreas, your liver. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So lots of white light, like platinum, diamond white light coming in. So it's running up and down, just coming down and running and like in figure eight throughout your fields and into your organ systems. Beautiful, beautiful. So that's going to recharge, rejuvenate. Okay, very good. So we're going to bring you back into your body, help you get grounded. Go ahead.
Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
Good. Okay, bring it back into your body. There you go. You just came back into your body. Very good. So lots of beautiful energy running through your body. Yeah. So really embrace that. Embrace your sovereignty. What?
Yes, I will embrace it. Thank you. I do feel a shift. I do feel a lot
beautiful
of movement. It feels very subtle, but it's definitely there. I definitely feel it. It just feels soft and subtle. It's not like anything that's really, you know, dramatic or, but it's very definitely happening.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
It's grace. You're embodying grace. It's happening. It's your truth. It's your authenticity. It's your divine essence moving through you. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for calling in and let us know how it goes with you.
Maria, thank you so very much. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Another satisfied customer. Maria, it's 3 minutes to the top, so it's time for a wrap-up and shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'd like to invite everyone to choose. Currently, we're running two programs, the Wealthy Goddess Code and Self-Actualization Mastery. So one of them is about wealth consciousness and creating and embodying your abundance and really accessing the divine feminine and creating from this space of creation, of passion, of abundance, from your divine light, manifesting a life of freedom and really embodying all of your potential, your truth. But working with the divine feminine and many of the goddesses as your mentors. And then in self-actualization mastery, that is more about what the work that we just did with Vivian. It's about freedom, sovereignty. It's about accessing your full potential. It's about activating your DNA. It's about your gifts, accessing your gifts, like removing the blocks and being self-actualized. So there's a lot of work at the multidimensional levels. We work with your spirit. We work with your divine blueprint. We work with your spirit and multi-timelines and past lives. So two very powerful programs. So I'd like to invite you to consider one of them and just tune in to see which one is in your highest good, which one feels like it moves you forward, connects you more with your mission and with your purpose, which one feels more fulfilling, which one at this moment in time feels like it's the appropriate program for you that is going to support you in creating your life by design, whether you expressing yourself in your gifts, your talents, fully expressing your mission, whether it's you creating your empire, your legacy, creating and building wealth, transforming your wealth consciousness, whether it's you stepping into your gifts and your talents and creating, sharing your gifts with the world, creating your offers, whatever that may be, we invite you to step forward and really embody your confidence, your courage, and express yourself. Choose to be your full potential, the best version. Step into your greatness. You can find this information or you can connect with me on my website, 360 Prosperity. You can also find my information here in my profile. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And I look forward to connecting with you, to help supporting you, to supporting your dreams, to supporting you living your greatest life. Thank you, everyone. Lots of love. Namaste. See you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Nicole.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.